Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Cho Yujin. Today, I would like to pick up one of the biggest problems in internet usage, web anonymity. In 2002, a former teenage boy band singer named Moon Hee-jun was severely abused by numerous people on the web. The main reason was because he started to play rock music, hard rock music, which was quite different from the soft pop music he used to play when he was in the boy band. In the beginning, some of the aunties made slight jokes about it, but somehow, distorted web postings and rumors about him started to spread out on the whole website. It was absolutely a witch hunt for no reason but to insult others under the protection of web anonymity. So I argue that web anonymity should be done away for a healthier internet usage. However, some might say that we are able to hear diverse voices of people, especially common people. Yes, I do agree that web anonymity encourages the general public to speak out their voices. However, but I want to pick up the word diverse voices. If the writers are unidentified, then how can you tell that they're not the same people? Someone would write tens and hundreds of articles and pretend that it represents the majority. For example, one of the most replied articles on the website named Neighbor, the number of the replies were 320,000. But can you guess the exact number who wrote the replies? It was only 800. Which means each person wrote 400 replies for one article. But the fact is, like viewers like myself or the media would recognize this fact that this is the opinion of the majority. And I am sure that this is not unusual these days, especially topics that are controversial like religion or politics and so forth. Then, some might say that web anonymity makes people to be honest and free to express their opinions because they don't need to worry about getting others' eyes. But in the other hand, people go too far beyond being honest and write things that are severely crucial and intense abuses to others. Like I mentioned Moon Hee-jun as an example, a normal person can be understood as an insane person because of the distorted web postings written by anonymous writers. And here's the point. Who is going to apologize for the sufferings that the person is undergoing? Plus, some people are using the web anonymity as a way to spread false information on purpose. For example, we have tons of spam emails and commercial generic web postings whenever we hook up to the computer. Internet usage has grown up dynamically. And because it was too fast, there are problems needed to be solved, like abusing others and using mass psychology, spreading false information under the protection of web anonymity. Therefore, the concept of web anonymity should be motivated to enrich a healthier web space. That was my presentation for today, and thanks for listening.